I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice series. The Marsham and his Sefer Das Torah and Arachayim Simon and Zayin quotes from the Kobo. Ayin Kobo Simon Zayin, the Hashatz Korea Kish Omer Baruchu, that the Chazan bows down when he says Baruchu, and he says Baruchu as Hashem Hamavoruch, the Zokeif Bashem, but he should make himself upright when he gets to Hashem's name. Continues the Marsham, the Chaynag, Hu Olam, and such is the practice, the Marsham writing in Europe in the 1800s. This practice of bowing down when you say Baruch Hu is not recorded in any of the earlier poskim, except for this Kobo, Velonoda Mikoro, and he is uncertain what the source for this practice is. In today's daf, Brachos daf Chaf Ches, we find the concept of bowing during davening. The Gemara towards the bottom of Chaf Ches and Aveiz quotes from Rabbi Shub and Levi, HaMespalel Tzarech Sheyichra. Someone who's davening should bow down, and the Gemara explains how someone should bow. The Gemara later in Daf Lamed Aleph discusses where in davening someone should bow, but the idea of bowing during Baruch Hu is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. And the Marsham is bothered that the only source, the only early source he could find for this idea is really from the Kobo, and he's not sure where the Kobo got it from. The truth is that the Bira Halacha as well struggles with this practice that people bow when reciting Baruch Hu. The Bir Halacha and Siman Kuf Yud Gimel quotes from the Magen Givorim Shadochek Limso Tam Leminik Shenagu Olam Lechra BeBaruch Hu. He quotes from the Magen Givorim who struggles mightily trying to figure out the source and the reason for this practice that people have to bow when reciting Baruch Hu. Ulam BeEmes continues the Bir Halacha Yesh Leminik Zes Nachmin Amikra. There is a source for this practice from the Psukim in Divrei Hayamim. The Bir Halacha refers the reader to the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Chav. Vayomer David l'chol ha'kol. David told the entire assembly, Baruch Hu Na'as Hashem Elokeichem. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayivaruch Hu Kol Ha'kol Hashem Elokei Avoseihem. And the community, everyone responded by blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk continues, Vayiktu Vayishtachavu L'Hashem V'Lamelech. And everyone gathered, bowed down to Hashem and to the King. So says the Bir Halacha, this Pasuk indicates to us that when having this back and forth of someone, a chazan, saying Baruch Hu, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the community responding with a blessing, that goes together with Vayiktu Vayishtach Vol Hashem, bowing down to Hashem. And the Bir Halacha ends off by saying Minhag Yisrael Torah, since this is the practice, should be observed. But the truth is that this practice is not accepted by everybody. The Mekor Chaim, written by the Chavis Yair, challenges this practice by arguing that it's inappropriate. If Chazal never told us to bow then, and Chazal gave us very specific places throughout the davening when you should bow down, then it's inappropriate to add to that. In fact, Rav Sari Dablitsky quotes that the Gra held that you shouldn't bow when reciting Baruch Hu. But I saw a fascinating observation in numerous contemporary Sfarim that they point out that we currently have access to many more Sfarim of Rishonim that earlier Poskim didn't have. And therefore, although the Marsham writes that the only source, the only early source he finds for this practice of bowing by Baruch Hu is in the Kobo, the truth is that the Seder Rokeach quotes this practice, as well as the Sefer Hakana, as well as the Machzor Vitri. So it seems that this practice of bowing by Baruch Hu was, in fact, widespread already in the times of the Rishonim.